The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smart enough to know that I'm the best in the division, and you know who I deserve.
Marlon Moraes!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous!
Wow, look
hey
at that.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, man. I got a fucking green screen. Oh, this is horrible, though. I'm not doing this right.
No, you got a green screen.
I'm not doing this right.
You got to put it.
Hey, Tonio, is this
it's right? Literally, what is that?
Green screen.
Hold on. Let me see.
Something's way off. I'm going to get a shirt on. I had to go get acai for my family. And I was.
What is that?
You don't know what acai is?
No, I've heard of
it. I thought you'd been to Brazil.
Thank you. I just wanted to keep you for another second so I could get a good screenshot
of
you in front of what is arguably the worst green scene. I've never seen a worse green screen setup than that.
I didn't do it right.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's going to make a fine Instagram photo. Thank you so much.
Jimmy, this is, I'm not exactly good with the tech. It barely fits. I'm going to have to move my whole fucking bed over. Fucking disaster.
Put it right behind your seat if you can, like as close to your
not
seat
gonna
as
you work. Can. It's not gonna fucking work. this is what are you living at? This sucks.
Perfect. You got it. You got it, Matt.
I'm just gonna look like a fucking asshole with a green thing behind me.
That's all right.
And everybody's gonna be looking at me like I'm fucking on the set of a Robert Rodriguez movie. Boo.
All right. Let's get Marlon.
There he is. There's Marlon.
Hey, are you good with, like, Matt and I, neither one of us are very good with technology and computers. Are you good with that shit, with figuring out a computer? Or
neither of us three.
Oh, no.
Look at behind me, Marlon. What does it look like? Just green.
For me, it looks green.
It, to me, too. To the world. We spent the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, yeah, trying to have me figure this thing out. And it's hey, listen, you want to anybody needs help with a Kimura, maybe getting out of mount? I'm good with that. I'm not good with this shit, Marlon. So anyway, it looks weird. But how's Fight Island, man?
Cool. You being here?
I just missed you. I was there like a week ago. I was there with Dana shooting the show.
I can't believe what they did for us and for the UFC, you know? This is amazing. And I can't believe, man. It's amazing.
Beautiful.
The whole tour, like, I feel safe here. Yeah. Actually, too safe.
Yes. The hotel's beautiful. The staff is so nice. You get greeted with stuff written on your mirror, right? I mean,
the treatment to us, it's good, man. They're very good. My first experience here in Emirates, and I love it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where every fighter who goes over seems to like the treatment, and Matt's been raving about it. So it's almost like when this whole pandemic is over, they're still going to want to do fights there, I'm sure, because of how well they're treating the fighters, and everyone's going to want to go back there and fight again.
Yeah, they like the Brazilians. They talk about jiu-jitsu all the time. I think it's kind of into their culture already, you know? This is amazing.
So listen, Marlon, your last fight, you beat, you know, a legend in the sport with Jose Aldo. And it's kind of like you got a little jilt. You kind of got a little shafted in that with the outcome of that. Like you won the fight. And because some people didn't agree with it, next thing you know, you kind of got sidelined. Am I off with that? I don't want to talk about negative shit. We're going to get off this.
No. You are. Yeah. talk with you, it's positive already.
He's such a good guy.
The hard guy to beat. And I think I beat him. But I think another guy, Henry, watched the fight. And he felt that he could beat Aldo too. And he wants to get a fight. And he doesn't want to get the Marlons. He doesn't want to get the Sterlings. He doesn't want to get the Youngs. And he texts Dana and he starts to play that game. You know, like the fight was close. I thought Aldo won. It's hard to beat a legend, a guy like Aldo in decision. You know, you really have to make a statement. And he got it. He got Aldo into the title picture. And we cannot take him away anymore and end up Young getting the fight. My opinion, Young should have fight with Sterling. That was going to be the fight that makes sense. I thought even I beat Aldo, I thought that I need another one, you know, I need another win. And Sterling was right there. Aldo was right there. And Sandy Hagen was right there to fight with me. But they didn't make that happen. But now they finally going to do the two matchups that they should make before.
Yeah, because I would love to see Aljo get a shot. He hasn't had a shot. I would love to see him get a title shot. And then you're fighting, obviously, Corey Sandhagen, who has, you know, and you guys are both in the hunt. So maybe the winner of you guys would get the winner of that. I mean, that's how I would do it if I was in had to say.
Sterling, he should have the title shot before.
Yeah.
Was I even saying, you know, I want to fight, you know, I want to get a fight. But to be honest, that's his turn. He's going to fight Young. And let's see. Let's fight. I'm going to fight Saturday. Sandhagen, tough guy. In my opinion, one of the best right there. His last fight, he lost to Sterling fast. But Sterling, it's a very smart fighter. You know, he took advantage of what he had it. But I give a lot of respect for Sandhagen. I'm going to fight with him. And I know I have to be ready for everything he brings to the table.
Yeah, I mean, and you kind of, do you think you know what his game plan is going to be? Like, do you think you know what his game plan is for you?
Yeah, the plan, he's going to do what he always do in his fights, you know. Not much different. But us, like in the top of the division, we always are prepared for anything. We train for the wrestler. We train for the grappler. We train for the kickboxer. We train for the boxer. So when you walk in there, you have to be ready for anything, and you have to be able to adjust and use whatever you have to use to win a fight.
Now, any bit of pressure, I mean, it kind of – the thing is, if anybody's seen Corey Sandhagen's last fight with Aljo, it is not a great – it does not represent how he usually fights. Like he's a fucking beast. Like when we were getting ready for him and I was watching a lot of tape on him and, you know, we were prepared for a war. So it was very, you know, it was Aljo's good and he capitalized, he got him out of there quick, but any bit of pressure that he took him out so quick or like, you know what I mean? Or not even.
Yeah. Matchups, sometimes the matchup makes a fight, how the fight goes. And the fight with Aljo, Aljo can take you away quick. He's a danger of, and it's a different scenario, you know. I'm going there and I know it's going to be a tough fight and I'm ready to fight with him 5 rounds. I know what he's good at. Like you said, he's good in a lot of things. But I bring a lot of good things too, and I'm ready for this fight. I train very hard. I'm confident.
I was going to ask because I know you switched. I remember your, I don't know if it was your trainer or your fan. You moved. Now you're with American Top Team because I know you were in Jersey. But you're with American Top Team now.
Yes. I first when I moved to U.S., I was in Florida for 5 years. And then I went to Jersey. I spent 5 years with Mark, Ricardo, everybody else, you know. But at some point, I kind of want to go back, you know, and my wife too. We got a lot of friends, and it's a little like Brazil. And I want to just switch some things too, you know, get different looks. And I thought it worked out good, you know, for new partners. But at some point, it's not bad. You have new guys, like new blood, guys who wants to prove to you, you want to prove to guys. And this is good, man. This is good. I feel like I improve a lot in this camp, and I can't wait for Saturday night and let everybody know how I am right now.
It wasn't the cold weather that got rid of you?
The tiny cold- bit.
You like to surf, Marlon, or no?
No. I like to go to the beach, but I'm not very good at surf.
You and your wife both had COVID. How was it? I mean, we've heard people who've had really tough times with it, and some people who didn't really have symptoms.
Yeah, my wife was a little worse than I. She got fever, other symptoms, but mine was minor. I only had back pain and a little pain around my eyes, but nothing major, nothing respiratory. And no hospital, no medicine. Everything was good for me.
Did you get tested because you didn't feel right, or did you find out just through a random test?
Man, my wife was really sick, and I had to take care of her. And we have two boys, and she was in bed. Like, I have to take her to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So we don't have, like, nobody. And even though if we do, nobody was going to help us because she was with the symptoms. So I was taking care of her, and I didn't care about myself. I didn't even get tested. I only got tested 10 days later, and I found out I had it.
And did your boys get it?
They did, but no symptoms. And nothing.
Because sometimes we've talked to people too. Sometimes people live in the same house, and like one will get it and one won't. And sometimes the kids don't get it and the parents do. It's really kind of hard to, but that's good. You all got it over and it's done. And now everybody's okay.
Hopefully.
Aljo's girlfriend had it, yeah, and he didn't get it.
Get it again. Hopefully I don't.
Yeah, probably not. I haven't heard that much of people getting it twice, but who knows? But you're healthy now, and that's all that matters. And,
but I'll tell you, Jimmy, this is very exciting for you, Marlon, because you're right there. Like, you have history with Aljo because you have that great victory over him, that knockout over Aljo. So I truly feel when Aljo gets the shot versus Jan that he's taking the title. I know I'm going to sound biased. Styles make fights. I'm very confident Aljo's going to be the new champ. And I'll tell you right now, it makes more sense. And I love Corey. If Corey does get gets the win, he probably have to get another win before he gets a shot at Aljo because of the way that fight went. You have history with Aljo. You got a victory over him. Right. So when Aljo's fighting Jan, you should be rooting for his ass.
Artists, we got to run it back, you know? I got to fight Aljo again, and hopefully in the 5 rounds, and hopefully for the UFC belt.
Be fantastic.
Yeah. I think everybody would like to see that. Because again, sometimes when somebody, that was a pretty fast win, and like Aljo's win over Sandhagen, if they fought again, you know, Aljo may still beat him, but it probably wouldn't go down in the first round. You know, sometimes you get a quick win over somebody in the next one. It's like when you look at even, you know, Nate and Connor ended in the second round the first time, and then it's a 5 round war the second time. Which kind of makes Stipe and Ganu interesting. Like, to get off the subject for a second, they've been talking about possibly a December fight, and that 5 round grueling decision. I mean, we all know we're not going to see another decision.
Any thoughts on that, Marlon? What do you think? If you had to go with Stipe or Francis in the rematch, your expert opinion, unless you don't like to choose.
How you bet against Francis when Francis is doing what Francis is doing to people, you know? It's crazy, man. He's a freak, man.
He is. You see him, we see Teddy Atlas holding pants for him and stuff and giving him some tips. That's not gonna hurt, you know?
Yeah, man. He's a good fighter, and not just he's gifted, you know, like the power he possesses, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, because even guys like Blades, or Kane, you know, all their great ground ability, it didn't matter. Or a guy like Overeem, who is so smart and good at finding your weakness, and whatever you're good at, he's good at avoiding it, didn't matter. I mean, you know, all these really smart fighters, Stipe is the only guy that's been able to really figure him out.
Yeah, but I think he improved, you know. I heard he's been working on his ground, and he's strong, man. I know jiu-jitsu and grappling, it's a lot of technique. You have to have skills, but sometimes if the guy is, Matt knows that, sometimes the guy's super strong that don't even technique you'll be able to handle him.
It could override it. you know, if the guy doesn't have all his shit together. But Stipe does have the W over him, and he was laying out people before that. So I poor Stipe. He's like, what do I got to do? Stipe gets his revenge on redemption with the DC. He's like, what do I got to do to get the respect? Hey, man. Hey, that's why we watch the fights. And I'll tell you right now, Jimmy, not to segue, I'll be watching this weekend with Marlon at Sandhagen.
Yeah.
But he, you're not too early, but I know you guys are in East Coast. You guys going to watch it. That's 10 o'clock. It's good time for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. What time is it there when you're fighting? Like around 7, 8 o'clock?
In the morning.
We're going to fight 6:30.
6:30 in the morning. So you switched your schedule already. Is it hard for you to do? Because I could never switch my schedule in a 2-week period like that.
We're doing. We have to. We're doing. We have to be ready, and I'm doing.
Everybody's in the same boat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I just couldn't do it. The light. When Elvis used to work, I used to have tinfoil put over the windows during the day so that no sunlight could come in because he was staying up all night. I imagine, you know, I don't think he was training. You know, I think he was probably doing pills. But does that bother you when you try to sleep during the day? The light doesn't come in and keep you up and fuck your schedule up?
Man, I'm a good sleeper. I can sleep anytime, especially home. Home's hard to sleep with the kids. And when I'm away for fighting, and I'm doing great, man. I'm getting hours. This is good.
Oh, you have no problem napping?
No. I nap all the time.
I'm a napper. The beds there are comfortable too, Jimmy. Not to say anything. I don't know if you slept in those beds yet, but oh, put me back in quarantine. I had like a little snuggle bug in that thing. Sorry, Marlon.
I wish I could eat more.
Are you going to stay after your fight for a couple days?
No. We're going back Sunday. We fight, we get back to hotel, and then we leave the hotel 2 p.m.
Wow. Okay, you're getting out like right after
that's it, Jimmy. Everybody's all bandaged up. I was just on the plane on the way home after the last fight. It's like a bunch of guys. Everybody's all stitched
up. Did you sleep coming over? Did you sleep on the flight coming over?
All flight.
You did.
You got to go to Fight Island.
I know. I want to go.
Marlon looks, and he's cutting weight.
I know. Yeah. I want to go. All right, Marlon. Look, good luck Saturday night against Sandhagen. That's a great fight. We talked to him. He has a lot of respect for you, too. So we're looking forward to this.
Yeah, good luck, man. Buddy. On the show, man. For sure. Right. Going to be a good fight. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Matt. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Have a good fight, man.
Thank you, Marlon.
Again, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Take care, buddy.
All right, Marlon Rice. Take care, pal. Now's a great time to get a new home and take advantage of historically low mortgage rates with Guaranteed Rate, the official mortgage partner of the UFC. Their perfect combination of technology and experienced loan officers will help you get a great rate on your new home. Today's rates are historically low, so there's no better time to lock in that dream home. Get started right now at rate.com. Guaranteed Rate, positively different. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. Company NMLS ID number 2611. NMLS consumeraccess.org.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's going to be a sick fight. Sandhagen is no joke. No, I was just watching his fight versus a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter, and the name escapes me.
Fabricio Verdum.
No, Jimmy. It wasn't Verdum. Oh. But he was like a little version of him because he had him in like armbar triangle armbar. And it looked like Corey was done. And he took, talk about cool, calm under shitty circumstances, man. He found that guy's ankle. He unhooked his legs, got out, and then he rained down hell on this guy. Jimmy, how's my green screen doing?
There's video of you messing with that and you knocked the thing over. I really want to see.
Is there a video of it? No, did they tape that? No.
It was recorded, yeah.
Ask them if they taped any of that.
I know they did. I can see the record light. They absolutely recorded it.
I want to see. Hey, listen, I want to see some of that. Send it to me before you show it to the world, though. It's where I attack my wife every night, right in this room.
Well, not in front of the green screen. You should, though.
But I'm going to. And then I'm going to put video to it. And it's going to be like we're effing in hell. As we got flames. I'm like,
No, get an audience cheering. So it's a bunch of people rooting you on.
Yes. No, or just somebody crying in the corner. I'll say, cut boy.
Oh, yeah. Like the end of Blair Witch, the guy just kind of standing in the corner shaking.
That is fucking, that was the creepiest thing ever, because the witch made him do that to look away, right?
Yeah, it was creepy.
Blair Witch, shittiest movie ever.
It was okay, you know? But I already knew it before I saw what it was. If I had seen that and not known.
That girl a Kleenex in that close-up. Oh, I'm so scared. Oh. Get out of here.
What happened?
Fucking you and your stupid fucking power fucking bars. Shut the fuck up.
Who, me?
I don't know. Not you,
Jimmy. Oh, in the movie.
Not you, Jimmy. In the movie.
Yeah, they're I don't remember.
They're stuck in a tent. They're losing teeth. I don't know what they're doing. All right, listen. I felt bad when it cut out when we were talking to Marlon. It cut out a tiny bit. And then we're all three of us are staring at each other. And I hate when that shit happens.
I don't mind it as much on Zoom because sometimes, you know, you pause for a second and I know that I'm hearing things, but I know that my audio, like what I'm hearing is on a slight delay. So it's okay. It happens in these interviews. There's
one time it happened with Chael. Remember what happened with Chael with us? And he's like, what's the matter, boys? You get a little tongue tied. He said some shit. It's like, nah, dude, it froze.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. And
you know,
my mind is not working particularly well today. And then sometimes you're not sure if someone's going to talk and you don't want to step on each other. You know, there's three of us and the Abu Dhabi calls are not amazing as far as like the technical quality. Like,
nah, it's true. They just got to stay off the, they got to stay off the balcony is what they got to do. This guy's his eight fight win streak for Ilia Topuria. Tapia. Help me out. Can you help me out? Throw me a lifeline.
Topuria.
Thank you, Topuria. Listen, this is exciting, okay? And the other kid, Yusef is tough, and he's 3-0 in the UFC. The other kid's 23. This is the deal, Jimmy. I'm going with Yusef. You know why? Because he's 3-0 in the UFC. He's got that UFC experience. This other kid's a young kid on an 8-fight win streak, you know, Topuria. But the problem is, I don't know the guys he's fighting. You know what I mean? He was fighting over in Brave CF 29, and I don't know the guys he's fighting, you know? So I'm going to say Yusef's going to get it done. And he's going to – I'll tell you, this kid's going to hang in there, this 23-year-old. I think he's going to get a decision.
I'm going to take the point by decision. Sorry, man. It's the UFC debut that can work for you or against you. And by the way, and the fight after that is also Badeau against Espinal is also his UFC debut. Tom Espinal against Alan Badeau.
Again, I'm going with – experience 8-1 in his UFC debut. He's 8-1. I'm gonna go with Tom Espinal.
I'm gonna take Espinal by a second round stoppage. His last two fights have been TKOs in the first, so I'll say a second round.
Wait a second, who are you going with by second round stoppage? What did I go with?
You are with, Espinal.
I didn't say decision, though.
I don't know what you said.
I lost it. I'm trying to bring it up again. Oh, here we go. This is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
First round stoppage.
Ah, three in a row, huh? All right.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said about Tom. Tom's taking care of business. All right, listen. This one, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit.
Which one?
I'm going to switch it up on this one. I'm going to say
Marcus Perez, Driscus, Duplessis.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Duplessis. He's going to get it. He's going to get. Let me see. We don't know too much about this guy though. But sometimes I like to take a chance. Mm-hmm. Even though Marcus Perez does have five fights in the UFC. Yep. That's a lot of experience. He's 2-3, but shit, man, that it's still a lot of experience. I don't know too much about him, but I like to take a shot. So I'm going to say he's gonna get a I'm switching it up. I'm going to go with Marcus because he's got experience in the UFC. That's what I do.
How are you taking him?
I'm going to say he's going to get a sub in the second round. Kind of like
giving him a third round submission. And that's the third fight in a row with the UFC debut, which I like. And I think it's really working out well for the UFC because you're getting these cards where there's all these young fighters are getting shots or all these guys with no UFC experience are getting a shot, which I love.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben Rothwell, Marcin Tybura. Both coming off two wins. Rothwell over OSP, split decision, and then the Stefan Struve knockout TKO second round.
I like Rothwell. He's a hard guy to just grapple with. Like, you know what I mean? Because, and that's what Morrison usually does. Like, he likes to mix that up with the takedowns. I'm gonna say Ben Rothwell. I'm going to say Ben Rothwell, second round TKO. I think he's going to find his shots.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take the same
pick. Okay.
Same pick. Yeah, Mirakani is fighting Edson Barbosa, who is in a really bad, not bad spot, but Edson has lost 5 out of 6 fights.
Yeah, but has he really, though? A lot of them were very suspect.
Yes.
His fight with Paul Felder in Abu Dhabi was very close. His fight with Dan Ige.
I think, very if close. I remember correctly.
Oh, wait, no, he won that one. Wait, hold on. My bad. He won that one. What did he get, didn't he?
No, Barbosa, I believe, yes. Lost.
Oh, no, he did lose Barbosa that. No, I'm sorry. He's not, very sorry. My bad. Yeah,
I thought Barbosa won.
Because then he went on. No, I'm thinking then Ige lost to Calvin Kattar. That's what I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I messed that up. There's a lot of fights, you know.
Yeah, Yes, because, I mean, look, the two split decisions in a row, Felder was a very close fight. Ige, I mean, look, in fairness, Barbosa might have won both those fights. I don't remember the Felder fight as well, but I remember when he fought Ige thinking that it was a very good fight, but I thought Edson won it. Gaethje knocked him out in the first. I mean, you know, and Habib, you know, of course, just smothered him for 3 rounds, and you know, Kevin Lee was that doctor stoppage. So he hasn't looked bad, and he's fought great fighters. I'm not saying he's looked bad, but still, when a guy has 3 losses in a row, he still knows that he has 3 losses in a row, even though 2 of them are really probably very frustrating.
You know, listen, Mark Wan, this is a huge, huge opportunity for him, but I still think it's going to be a tall order, right? You know what I mean? To take on Edson Barbosa, because I think that I think Barbosa's like, what do I got to do to get a win here? You know what I mean?
Right.
What do I got to do? I'll tell you, he's pretty good with that anaconda choke. He's got that a couple times. You know? In the last 3 fights, he's gotten 2 fucking anaconda chokes. You know? But I'll tell you right now, man, besides that Barbosa fight, the Paul Felder fight and the Dan Ige fight were super, super
very
close.
Very close. Absolutely.
You know? And I love Paul Felder, but I thought he actually won that.
Yeah,
fight.
If I remember correctly,
but Paul fights so hard. It's hard. I feel bad even saying that, but it is what it is. I remember thinking, I thought that one should have went to him. But this is not an easy one, Jimmy, to pick. It's not an easy one to pick at all.
Yeah. Well, let's do the main event.
Let's do the main man.
Marais, Corey Sandhagen.
This is the thing. It's a 5-round fight, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Because I think Marlon has been lately has been starting strong. He starts strong, but he does fall off sometimes, you know, as it goes, or he has, you know, like that's what happened to him in the past. I'm going to say it's a rough one. I like both guys, Jimmy. It's rough.
Sure.
I'm going to say Sandhagen by decision because Marlon's going to be a hard to put away. I think he's going to hang in there. You know, I'm going to say Sandhagen by decision. What about you, Jimmy?
No, man. Fuck, I don't know.
Marlon's fucking skilled, man. He's good.
Was this was Corey's first loss, I think. Right? No, I'm sorry. He had lost before. Okay. Huh.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you. I'm thinking decision by Sanhagen. I'm saying first couple of rounds are going to be rough. And I think Sanhagen's going to then get in the driving seat by the third round. But that's, hey, listen, I got no crystal ball.
Part of me is thinking fourth round submission, Sanhagen.
I was going to say that for the fifth round, but I didn't.
But then again, Moraes, you know, Moraes is so fast and his striking is so good and he hits so fucking hard. I used to love picking fights, but now I kind of hate it because.
Mom, you know what it is? I'm not a big fan of it, but, you know, hey, man, we got to make a living, Jimmy. We're in a pandemic. So yeah, we got to fucking, you know what I mean? Whenever I think about how fucking whatever, I go, look, man, you think these dance classes fucking grow on trees?
That's true.
Fucking give me a break here. You know what I mean?
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You know what I watched with my wife? These two shows on Netflix. One was The Babysitter, and the next was The Babysitter something or other, the follow-up. And they were like campy. I should have did a movie minute.
Matt, movie minute. What?
Hey, at the end. That's me. So, Jimmy, so me and my wife watched, we're back to watching The Boys. That's about the superhero, yes. The bad superheroes. And that's good. That's a fun show. It's very violent. And I got to watch last night's over again, though, because I fell asleep and she was watching.
That's not a good selling. That's not a good sell for a show, Matt.
That's not a good selling point.
A great show. I was tired, Jimmy. Last night's.
I, you know what it was? I taught in the morning. I taught, I did some, the private lesson. I rolled with the guys. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then no pushovers.
You tuckered out.
Old Pat DeFranco, Abe Finkel. You think they're fucking pushovers?
No way.
You want to roll with those guys?
No. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I was tuckered out. So anyway, then we watched the Babysitter. And it's like a campy horror movie, but it's funny. It's the father, you'd recognize some of the people in it. And I'm telling you, I don't want to say too campy because it's violent, right. And it's fun. It's a fun horror/comedy type.
Were you scared?
Shows. No, I was not scared, Jimmy, but you're talking to a fucking savage. Yeah, of course. So I don't really get scared. You know what I mean? And now having said that,
yes, sir.
We have one pick left.
Yeah.
I'm going with Barbosa.
Barbosa.
Wait a minute. Who? Yeah. Who the fuck? Who did you just say?
Oh, wait. You know, I didn't do my pick with him yet.
Did you? Who did you?
I was going to say Edson. But
Edson who?
I think
to win.
It would be in the. I'm going to say Edson.
Edson who?
Knockout.
Edson who? Don't make me yell. Well, my kids are doing their virtual learning.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Edson's last name? Do not make me yell. My kids are downstairs. They're doing the virtual learning. They're going to think that something's going on over here, like there's a home invasion. What is Edson's last name? Just please tell me. Barbosa. Barbosa. Edson. Barbosa, you're only a kick away. Barbosa, Barbosa, Edson, Barbosa.
Hey, by the way, in post for the green screen, can you please put a dumpster fire behind Matt during that song?
Fucking asshole.
Hey, did you ever sing karaoke? Shit, did you like to fuck around and sing? Did you ever do it?
You know what's funny about the karaoke? I don't like the karaoke.
You don't.
Because I just hear my own voice. I like to sing with the music.
Sure. Yep.
So like when I put on Post Malone with Circles, oh, like that. If it's just me, it's horrendous. Yeah. But if I sing when Post Malone's singing, it kind of, it doesn't ruin the experience for everybody.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
There's no reason. There's no reason to even do it. Unless you can show me a prop. Hey, Bucko. Unless you can show me a proper Kimura, get that fucking name off. That you don't deserve to put Kimura as your first name. Kimura Bucko, Kimura Lad. You have, unless Jimmy Rivera's been repping that shit with you, I don't want to see it on your all fucking right, name right there.
All right.
You know, can we act our age?
Hold on. You're right. I'll change it back. I apologize.
First of all, next time I am putting my shit in bold capitals.
Yeah, I shouldn't have.
You know,
I shouldn't have done that.
You know, gee, this is what happens when we got to kill time. It is fucking.
I know. I apologize.
Are you getting Kimura? Yeah. What? You can't put down Jimmy. Well, Jimmy, I'll tell you right now, you're not going to be welcome in any school around the world. You can't put down BJJ Master.
I apologize. Just screaming. I'm just trying.
You don't. I don't even think you know how to get out of our mouth.
You're right. I don't.
You don't even know how to get out of headlock. You gotta change that name. Okay, because I'm not going to be able to concentrate when I see P. Because you're fucking. Right. Well, leave it on. Leave it all on. Right, well, the wait. All right, listen. We can do this all day long. All right. You're going to keep fucking with me. So, did we do the pick? This is what I'm going to pick though with Edson and Mark Juan.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, this ain't the only nap Mark Juan's going to take this weekend. I'm only kidding. That's a joke. I like it. This is a fun show. Yeah, we joke around. A
lot of good laughs.
Lot of hearty laughs. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that Barboza is only a kick away. Barboza. Listen, I'm going with Barboza second round stoppage.
Yeah.
He's spinning. He's doing some spinning shit. He's kicking calves. He's throwing punches. He's mad.
He's due.
He's mad. He's taking out what happened with Ige. He's taking out what happened with Felda. He's mad. He got beat by a ginger, and then Ige took him. He's mad.
And he's due for a win. I mean, he's not a 5 out of 6 fight losing streak guy. So, yeah, I'm going to take Barboza.
Jimmy, I would like karaoke because I like to sing. But it's not fun. It's not as fun.
Yeah, I don't enjoy
it. You know what I like? When we, and you could ask Angela Hill next time she's on, when we had Nina Ansaroff, how do you pronounce Nina's last name? Ansaroff, and Amanda Nunes, I know that. They were doing Looking for a Fight with me and Dean. We were in the car, we were just singing Sunflower. And then you fast forward, our good friend Angela Hill in the car with me and Dean Thomas again, another Post Malone song, Circles. And I put it on, and we saw Jimmy, we sing, we have a good time. And it's like, I call it Sarah Carr Karaoke.
Oh, that's nice.
You know?
That's a nice name.
And even Angela was like, she was impressed, not by my singing. Yeah. She wasn't, she goes, oh, wow, it's kind of random. I didn't think you'd know Post Malone. That's what I'm tired with the old Dr. Evil. Like, I'm with it. I'm hip. Anyway, Jimmy, so what do we got? Did you pick?
I did.
What'd you say?
Edson.
By?
Second round.
Stuff. All right, you copying me.
No, I said that first.
Well, first might be the new second in your book. But listen, what do we got? What do you got to plug for this weekend? We're almost out of here. We did all the picks.
Honestly, nothing to plug. I would say... any Chipperson fans, go to get some great shirts. I should have worn my Burn and Ember shirt today at chipchipperson.com. That's all. And have a great time watching the fights.
Wait a second. Jimmy, where are you watching the fights?
I'll be home.
I'm going to text you throughout.
Yeah, please do.
Sometimes I text and I feel like I'm bothering
you. You're never bothering me. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Fucking A, Jimmy. I'm going to FaceTime you in like an hour. All right, listen. Sorry, Jimmy. Want to do our sign off? I'm ready for you.
All right, buddy. It was good talking.
I thought you were gonna do the old hit me with the old. I'm Jim. I'm Matt. Let's do something. Let's leave it on a high note.
I'm Jim.
All right, Jimmy. No, because you're doing it with you. Left the energy left you,
Now
you're picking your eyes. Listen to me. Okay. Just be. I need you just to be a little. I was going to say chipper. No. Be a little energetic. 2 more minutes. We're leaving. We're leaving now.
Sure, we're good.
All right. Jimmy, listen to me. Hell of a show.
Yeah, great show.
We talked to Marlon over in Fight Island.
Bryce, yeah.
You know, I gave you a couple of movies. I recommended a couple of movies.
Yes, you did.
That Babysitter on Netflix and also the sequel, Babysitter something or other.
Yes.
Got the name of it.
It was a fun show.
But it's fun. Yeah, you could do worse.
Yeah.
And also, I'm watching with the kids now. We're going back because we feel they can handle it. Stranger Things.
Ah, okay.
We don't watch that. We don't watch it at night, though. Sure. It's a little late.
Might scare them.
Yeah. They can get nightmares, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what's going on over at the Sarah household.
I'm going to be watching the fights this Saturday.
Oh, and let's do a proper plug.
You can get them on. It's a fight night. Maurice Sanhagen. Starts 5 o'clock on ESPN Plus. The mains at 8 p.m. on ESPN Plus.
Do you think we're ever going back to a studio, Jimmy?
Yeah.
You think we're going to eventually do that?
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah.
Sure. But then again, a lot of companies don't want to rent studio space. Like, why would they want to spend money renting studio space when they can just have us at home and do the same, a little different, but we get guests that we normally wouldn't be able to get?
That is true, Jimmy. And people are so weird about being in the same room now anyway. They're not going to even want to do that.
Right.
I can do this, Jimmy. But yeah. I'll tell you, what do you miss most about in studio? I think we're thinking the same thing.
Those pretzels. Throw
on three. We're going to say it on the same time. So we know what we're saying the same thing. Okay. Ready? And then we can hang up after this. What we miss the most about not being in studio together? Yeah. On three, and then we say 1, 2, 3, and we say it. Ready? I think we're thinking the same thing. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Shows were shorter.
I'll talk to you later, Jimmy. Bye, everybody.
See you, Matt.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.